back on the farm.
Well, come on in and set a spell, won't you, neighbor? Here's that lovable First Lady of the Ozarks, May Kennedy McCord, ready to chat with you about this, that, and the other in Ozark folklore and traditions, and just generally speaking, to help brighten up your day. And I hope warm it up a bit, too. Good morning, May.
Good morning, Fred. And it is warming up, isn't it? But then it said it was going to be colder.
18.
Yep. Well, now the first thing I'm going to do, good morning to all of you. And I want to thank, I got a lot of nice stamps this morning and thank the women, and a little bit more about that later. It's wonderful how faithful they are. I write personally to every one of you. I'll send you all a card. And here's the cutest thing. I got a letter when I get here. You know, I often get into my mail before I broadcast if I get here in time. You remember I told last Saturday about old Sam Hudson that's so noted, his story in Arkansas. He killed the panther, you know, but ramming his arm down his throat. He had the panther sprung on him and knocked his pistol out of his hand, and he beat it to death over his heart. And I guess it's all it's all true. But anyway, I got the cutest letter this morning, or special letter, from Nub Adamson at Miller. Well, now, Nub, I don't know you, but I'd like to know you. I'm going to read it to you. It says, "Dear May, about the old man that fit the panther." You know, they used to say fit instead of fought. "This is the way I heard it. When he missed the panther with the axe, he rammed his arm down the panther's throat, like you said, but he turned him wrong side out, and the fur being on the inside, he tickled the brute to death." The fur tickled him to death. Now, so that beer seed you're inquiring for, says, "I understand Mr. Francis Babs has quite a supply left over. He said with each order of beer seed, he'd throw in a few wheelbarrow seed." Wheelbarrow seed. Oh, I could kill him. "From an old coot, Nub Adamson Miller." And then he says, "I'm getting awful tired of Jim Kendrick's cream of wheat weather." I'm going to have to tell Jim that. It's cream of wheat weather. Well, anyway, I hope you're all well this morning, and how goes it with you, as they say. I you know, the last time I talked to you, I remember I was just about mad at the cold weather and ready to throw in the sponge and pout around a while. Well, I did have, and I do have right now, just a plenty of zero weather to last me for an awful good long while. But you know, I never complain too long. I'm not much of a complainer. I always go right back to that little bit of a poem that went around the world a few years ago, which said, I know you all heard it, "I complained because I had no shoes until I saw a man who had no feet." You know, I just can't tell you. I was in St. Louis on the air then, and during that time, right about after the war, or during the war, I mean, and I never went into an office, seems like, that wasn't hung up there. They had it framed and hung up. Yes, "I complained because I had no shoes until I saw a man who had no feet." You know, that always, that just jerks me right up. It puts the pressure on me and stops any ungratefulness. Absolutely. And now, I'll tell you, Eula Wyman is with me here this morning. She came to the station. Eula is the good angel of all the bus stamps business, you know, and my, she works at it. Came in this cold, she lives out in the suburbs, kind of, and she came in this cold. You live on Route what, Eula?
Route 1.
And she's going to thank you for the stamps for just a minute.
First of all, May, I want to thank you and the station here for the good things you have done all along, and everyone that's connected here. And I also want to thank everyone that helped us during the Christmas times with gifts and things that we taken to Marshall, and how proud that we really made Christmas for them. You know, down here in the Ozarks, they look forward to us. I don't know, they think we're angels down here, and we sure don't want to let them down.
More than any part of the state.
That's right, that's right. You'd be surprised for sure. We had some awful nice write-ups in the paper up there about our station here and what they've done, and in Kansas City also, yes. And I'd like to say this, you folks, I'd like for you to just stop now where you are. And for an illustration, will you close your eyes and imagine you see some homesick person away from home and expecting something from home, or maybe a baby a little kitten or a little pup. You know, they're helpless. That's the way those children are up there that we need this bus for now that we've been telling you about. That's exactly the way they are. Without our help, their hands are tied. And we can't help them to learn things, and that's what we want to do. They've had time up there that they haven't learned, and now the state's working with them, and they have always. They keep them warm, and they feed them good, and they keep them clean, and that is something to thank the Lord for. For sure. But please, please, folks, we need the stamps. We need gold bond stamps. We need S&H green stamps, OWL stamps, cooperative stamps, Eagle stamps, most any kind of stamps. We exchange those stamps. There's some true we can't use as cash and some we can cash in, but we have arrangements made to exchange those stamps into cash, and that applies to the bus. Any Legion auxiliary, any church group, Sunday school class, any club you have, we'd be happy if you'd just write to me or write to me, Mrs. Carl Wyman, Route 1, Springfield, Missouri. We'd be happy to send you the information on this to where you also receive points. And I'll describe it to you, and May will describe it to you. God bless you, everyone. And just remember this little thing before I go. There's a little saying that says, only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Mm-hmm. Thank you, May.
Only what's done for Christ will last. And I'll tell you, Yuli, if you don't get a star in your crown, why, if I'm up there, I'm going to raise trouble. She will, all right.
I'll get plenty of stars down here.
Yes, she gets stars down here. The gratitude of those little children. I wish you could see this lovely bunch of pictures. She has a lot of, most of them colored here this morning. And here's a little boy so crippled and a retarded older big fellow's holding him. And he just loves to hold him and carry him, she says. And this little fellow looks up into his face with such gratitude. He loves to be carried.
Oh. May, there's also 100 colored people up there.
Yes,
so
there are 100 colored people, and you colored folks, I want you to remember that. And give us your stamps all you can. This little boy is colored that I'm telling you about, and his little knee joints are, well, I can't tell you, they're bigger than any man's joints in this country, and he's just a little fellow. Here's the most beautiful little girl standing here with her little dress on, pretty little dress.
We took those clothes.
She took those, and she has epilepsy. Beautiful little thing. Here's a sweet little girl standing here by her. I want to tell you, it was molested by her father. They took her up there. So you don't know what's in the world. You just got to know, that's all. As I say, I complained because I had no shoes until I saw a man who had no feet. Now, anything else you think of in a minute you want to say, if you something add to it, Eula, we've just got the thing here this morning, our own. You know, pardon me, I've got the horse this morning, the throat. There's another little cute poem that I want to tell you about. We haven't got an awful lot of time, but these little things. It says, I go to church once in a while, at least I make a visit, so that when I'm carried in, the Lord won't say, who is it? Isn't that a cute one? But Betty and I at home, we ran across one the other day that was too cute for words. And I'll tell you, I think it fit me pretty good. It said, come in, friends, and sit right down. Rest a while and converse. My house doesn't always look like this. Sometimes it's even worse.
That's me.
Yeah, that's Eula, too.
Stamps
anybody?
All over the place.
Your house, there's stamps. She says there's stamps everywhere. She puts them into books. Oh, it's a task, too. Well, I'll tell you, your heavenly home's going to be all cleaned up and look nice. You know, we read great, long, windy poems nowadays that get nowhere and say nothing, especially in these days of beatnik sort of conglomerated stuff. I get so mad at the modern poetry, I don't know what to do. And often more is said in four little lines, like I've read, than in 400 of that other stuff. Sometimes you can say more to a friend with just a little soft pat on the back and a sweet hello than you could say in a whole day of big words and long phrases. Women whom I don't even know, bless their hearts, that write to me, and in closing, down at the bottom, they'll write, I love you. Sometimes in big letters. Nothing is more heartwarming to me than that. I don't know it's cold then. The other day I got a letter from a woman who wrote it on the flap of the envelope where I saw it as I opened the letter. She wrote, I love you. The letter was unsealed and the flap was turned in. And I think that's the way all the Christmas cards are going to be after this. No more 5-cent stamp sealed letters. You know, people don't like this raise in postage, and I do wish to heaven the government could have got the money some other way. Maybe they could have sold pawpaws or something. Anyway,
Peanut,
it's going to be a bloomer on me, because my postage bill now would choke a calf. Oh, well, we'll live over it. At least we'll live another 2 or 3 years until they raise the postage up again, along with everything else. You know, I sometimes tell the young folks about the prices of things when I was a girl, and it's almost impossible for the young generation nowadays to realize the low cost of everything. I can't realize it myself. Now, down in my little home of Galena, we had a right nice cottage home, my childhood home, as nice as there was in town in that day. It stands there today at the top of the winding uphill road as I go down home. It looks at me with its sad eyes as if it wanted me to come back. A big lawn and everything comfortable was needed for that day and time. And you know what our taxes on that home were when we first bought it in about 1885, and they continued that way? They were $4.50 a year. Now, compare that with your taxes. I remember all those prices and could quote them to you till you wouldn't believe it. My stepfather was a lawyer, and he averaged making about $30 to $35 a month. That's what a lawyer in a little town then made. And I seem to feel in looking back that we lived like kings on that. We had all we wanted to eat and wear. We're happy. He used to get $25 for an ordinary court case, and $50 was big pay. And I remember one time a murder trial, he got $100, and I was just a kid, and I thought, well, what'll a man ever do with $100? Oh, I'll tell you, you can't believe it. Men worked hard all day for 50 cents a day in their dinner on the farm, and they were happy. And our good carpenter, John Butler, there was never a better builder. He did wonderfully to average $3 a day, and he rarely did that, usually about $2 a day, and you couldn't beat him in this city. But, of course, there was no rent anywhere to pay, no big taxes, no sewer or highway bonds, and no electricity or gas, and no meter man coming down on you each month like the Day of Judgment. Our good doctor went on any visit in town for $1, and out into the country with his buggy and team for $2.50. Babies coming into the world, yes, a stork, he just charged $5 in town, maybe a little bit more out in the rough hills. Then the doctor, he often took his pay in potatoes and apples for winter, and a cider shoulder of ham meat. And the barber, and I can see that little barber shop yet, but land, the girl couldn't go in it. We peeped in as clean as it could be. They shaved a man for 10 cents and cut his hair for 25, and the little boys for 20. Well, I'm going to have to stop. Yuli, you say goodbye. Our time's up. And
goodbye, goodbye. And, God bless you.
And maybe she can come again. She plays the accordion and sings beautifully. I'm going to get her to do it sometime. Goodbye, and I'll be seeing you next Saturday, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.